So now to the soufflé. Here's a recipe from 1828. It will be sufficient to observe on the subject of soufflés that they are all made in the same manner, and that they may vary only in the taste you give them. If sent up in proper time, they are very good eating. If not, they're no better than other puddings. Well, with me now to explain how to avoid your soufflé turning into some other pudding is Galit Sergev. Galit Sergev is a qualified chef with a master's degree in food science and biochemistry. Galit, how does someone who works in the pharmaceutical industry suddenly just make this life change into chefing?
Yes, I started my journey or my career doing clinical trials in the pharmaceutical industry, but I always love cooking. I always love to share food. I always love experimenting in the kitchen and try crazy combinations. So I think when I did my pharma life, in a certain point, I just find it suffocating and I decided to resign, not knowing what I'm going to end up doing. And I always love cooking, so I thought, why won't I just go and study what I love? And it really works for me. So I did my qualification as a chef and as a pastry chef and quite a lot of chocolate studies as well, because chocolate is my passion.
And did having those qualifications and experience in food science and biochemistry really help you to understand what's happening in the oven on top of the stove when you start combining ingredients?
Definitely. I think that because I started my journey as a scientist, the whole way my brain is wired is understanding why things behave in a certain way. And I really find it really, really interesting. So even when I was a student, I was just hassling my teachers with questions. And when a lot of people were really focusing on the technique of how to do this and how to do that, I would always ask the why questions. Because I believe that when you understand why things happen, you can tweak them and you can become more creative and you can invent your own dishes. You don't just follow a recipe or follow a technique. When you understand things, you can create. And I think that's one of the things that was quite strong for me.
Ingredients. What goes into your basic souffle?
So I just start with my chocolate souffle recipe. So the base for the souffle is chocolate. And in this case, I use quite high content of cocoa solids in my chocolate. So I'm looking at 70% cocoa solids. And the reason is because you have much more intense chocolatey flavor. And we always need to use a base that is strong with flavor. And the reason is because later on you're going to dilute it with the whisked egg white. So if you start with flavor that is very mild and you mix more ingredients, you know, the flavor won't be strong enough. So you always need to have a base that is quite strong in flavor.
Of course, the key ingredient in the souffle are those beaten egg whites. And contrary to what you may think, Galit says 10-day-old eggs work much better than those fresh ones in souffles. So after we've gently folded our stiffly beaten egg whites into the base and then gingerly popped it into the oven, why does the souffle rise? Well, the physical law behind the puff and the pudding was discovered not long after its invention in the late 18th century by, appropriately, a Frenchman.
J.A.C. Charles was a French scientist and balloonist. And what he said, that gas expands as the temperature increases. Mm-hmm. So what's happening if you put your souffle in the oven, the little bubbles that contain gas inside them will increase in their volume, in their size. The other thing that happens is you have quite a lot of moisture in your egg whites and sometimes in your base. But egg whites are 10% proteins and 90% water. So what's happened, because you have quite a lot of water when you put your souffle in the oven, the water will start to evaporate and become gas and will push those little bubbles even further. And because when you have your souffle in your souffle dish, it can't go down because you have the base of your dish. They can't expand to the side. So the only place that, or the only way that they can expand is up, if you're lucky. Other things that are really,
lucky.
If
yes.
You're lucky. Other thing that is very important is the temperature of your oven. And if your oven is not hot enough, you won't create the steam and you won't create, if it's not hot enough, you won't have the expanding of those little bubbles in your souffle, those air pockets. They won't increase as much as you want.
But here's the problem, Gully, because what goes up must come down. It seems to me I prove that adage every time I try and cook a souffle. It rises magnificently, and then I take it out of the oven, the heat is withdrawn, and suddenly I'm looking at something flat.
That's true. And that's the thing with souffle. You just need to be quick with your spoon and just dig in as quick as you can. That's
so it's always going to go down. It's always going to deflate when heat's withdrawn, is it?
It will, but you can control it to some degree. So first of all, if you take your souffle out of your oven and it deflates and you think, oh no, it's not cooked enough, I would like it to be a bit less moist in the center, you can put it back in the oven and it will actually rise again. Not to the same degree that it was in the first time, but it will rise.
Galit, that's all we have time for today, but can we get you back next week to talk about the secrets of one of your great and favourite foods, chocolate?
I would love to.
Thank you so much. Galit Segev, who is a food scientist and chef, and details on her Science of the Souffle workshop in Sydney are up on our website. It's on Monday, August the 20th. Just go to the RN First Bite website and we'll have the details all there for you. And while you're there, you can read the full recipe of the souffle and even watch a video of Galit cooking it in action. And that's us for now, but drop in on By Design next Wednesday when Fenella explores why the modern kitchen has become one of the great measures of success in house design. That's By Design next Wednesday here on RN. In the meantime, Maria Tickle produces RN First Bite. Kerry Dell does the technicals. I'm Michael McKenzie.